Hello and welcome to the fourth session of TOE 412S. My name is Renette van Beek and I am the responsible lecturer for substantive procedures as addressed in tutorial letter 104. The purpose of this broadcast is to give you an overview of what to expect in this tutorial letter relating to substantive procedures. From past experience and marking for PPE, I found that students battle to either properly formulate substantive procedures being the why, how, what and why concept, or to link a procedure to a specific assertion. So please go back to ISA 315 paragraph A111 and make sure that you are well acquainted with all the assertions and that you also know when to use them. ISA 500 paragraphs A14 to A25 deals with the audit procedures for obtaining audit evidence and will help you with this understanding. It is also important to remember that at this level of your studies, questions can be asked at a more integrated level, not just dealing with the auditing field, but also with other subjects like financial accounting and taxation. It is therefore crucial to make sure that when preparing for a test or examination that you are ready for any type of question that might come your way. At board level, the questions are much more practical, and that is why it's important to expose you at this level to a more practical side of auditing. You need to see the bigger picture, and therefore tests and exams can no longer be isolated to just one area of auditing. One day you will be in practice and you'll be faced with the challenges that the profession can possibly encounter, and that is why you need to be prepared. Good luck for your studies and remember that hard work pays off at the end of the day. You are welcome to contact me when you have any inquiries. My number is in all the tutorial letters. Let us work together and make this an enjoyable journey.